do you think are the most important elements in one's attitude then, aspiring to God or loving God?
Loving God is the first condition. Loving God, serving God, being honest and faithful to oneself, being honest and faithful to others, and the three principles that Baba has given for everyone to obey and follow. If he cares to, Baba says that he gives him the seal of his blessings. And he's a man who can ever become eligible to his blessings in full. And that is, first of all, as you said, love. Unselfish, unadulterated love for God, unselfish love for the Master, the personification of God. God and the avatar are no two things, it's one. It is obverse and reverse of the same coin. Avatar is God activized. So, the first thing is, Baba says, you have to evoke that love in your heart, which is the most important thing, which is the most powerful thing of your life, of your being. There is nothing in life which is as powerful as Baba calls love, because it is, this love alone can dissolve human hatred for each other, animosity for each other. Nothing else can do it. No mechanical processes and no educational curriculums or anything can really dissolve that love. Man will, in spite of all the scientific inventions and advancement, man will go on harboring that ill feeling and that hatred for some other. It is only through love that man can become absolutely detached. Now, it is very difficult to have that love. So Baba says, we can't distribute our love for the whole of the humanity. So, you place your love at the feet of one who loves the whole world. So, if you give love, dedicate your love to a personage who loves the whole world, then your love is diffused over the whole world. We on our own cannot do it. And that is why I say, you detach yourself mentally from everything else and make me your primary attachment. That means love me the most. And keep that love in your heart as the most precious thing of your life. You can attend to all the duties of your life. Baba doesn't ask you to renounce anything physically at all. And then there are two things. Baba asks us to save from involvement into deeper impressions and deeper maya and illusion. And the other two things are that one should not really claim anybody's money. Money that belongs to anybody. Woman that belongs to anybody. He should not covet anybody's money. He should not possess anybody's money. He should not possess woman belonging to anybody. Unless she is his own wife. These things are the main principles to build up the human character. And the rest of all the things are really very unimportant. The details could be worked out. But we involve ourselves into these details and for the sake of one tree, we lose the whole forest.
Did you think what Baba meant by holding on to Dhamma to the best of God?
Yes, holding on to Dhamma means the same thing as I call love. To have and nurture is love, keep it ever fresh in your heart and keep as the most precious thing of your heart. And you know what love is. Of course, you have been loving your friend or somebody, your relative. Yes. But in a far too greater measure, we have to nurture and nourish, cherish that love within ourselves for one whom we believe to be the personification of God, the other side of God, whom we call the avatar.